Objective. The present study examines the comparison of the effects of yoga exercises and moderate intensity aerobic training on irisin and insulin resistance in women with type 2 diabetes. Materials and methods. 30 middle-aged diabetic women with a mean age of 53 years, height of 160 centimeters, and weight of 70 were randomly assigned to three groups. Yoga exercise, aerobic training, and control. The aerobic training group performed a program consisting of three 60-minute sessions per week at an intensity of 60-70% of maximum heart rate, using light weights to simulate a combined protocol. Each session included 10 minutes of warm-up and 20 minutes of cool-down with stretching and flexibility exercises. Yoga training sessions were conducted three times a week for 60 minutes under the supervision of experienced instructors. The principle of overload was applied in the yoga protocol by increasing repetitions from three sets over 9 minutes in the first session to nine sets, while rest periods were reduced. And exercise intensity was increased. Participants were advised to refrain from engaging in any other physical activity during the 12-week intervention. Findings. In the interaction effect between groups and time, although weight and body fat percentage decreased in both training groups, the difference between groups was not statistically significant. No significant difference was observed in serum fasting blood sugar levels among obese women with type 2 diabetes. Changes in HOMA-IR levels across the groups and measurement times in the control, aerobic, and yoga groups were also not significant. The interaction effect of group and time on serum irisin levels in diabetic women showed no significant changes, though serum irisin levels increased in the aerobic group. However, the time effect from pre to post test among groups and the between group effects were not statistically significant. Conclusion. Although the effects of the exercises were not statistically significant, considering the increased interest of patients in performing both exercises, especially yoga, these exercises can be used as complementary training for diabetic patients.